The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, Ireland's tractor licensing laws are in for a shake-up under EU proposals, which will see the existing W licence replaced with a T and a T1 categories. The new regime will require drivers to undergo tests to be allowed to drive high-powered tractors weighing more than 20 tonnes that can travel over 40 kilometres an hour. Now, to get some reaction to this, I'm joined by Galway Roscommon Independent TD Michael Fitzmaurice. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. I knew nothing about these licences because I didn't grow up on a farm. So what is the current regime? What's a W licence?
Well, first of all, at 16 years of age, you can get a W licence, a provisional, that you can basically drive a tractor. Now, tractors years ago, Pat, and tractors nowadays are basically two different animals. They are gone more sophisticated. They're gone larger. And, you know, the day has come where tractors have got faster. One time ago, you had a tractor doing probably about 19 miles an hour, and you'd wonder, would you ever get there? Then we went to 40k box, which is 40k gearboxes, which is 40 kilometres an hour, which is controllable. But then we went on to 50, and in some of the tractors, they're gone up to 80 kilometres, which is a fair speed. It's nearly as fast as a lorry. And unfortunately, we have seen some accidents. There's no point in we denying it. And somebody wants to get their W license could go out and pull a digger that's 25 ton on a low loader that mightn't have a lot of experience. And this is where, look, problems have occurred. We have to be very careful in this. While I think it will be supported by the industry in general, we have to be very careful how we bring in directives as well in this country. If you use the 40k tractor, they're very controllable. Once you go into higher speeds, obviously, no more than driving faster in a car, you need more experience. But unfortunately, in this country, and indeed in other countries, while we seem to concentrate in the line of colleges, in, you know, you can go in and do ag science, but in your ag science course, you don't basically be back in a tractor and trail around the place. You don't be going up or watching the different safety things. You don't be learning how to set a seeder or a fertilizer spreader. The parts that we need at the moment aren't being done in courses. And I think that we'll have to, as an industry, you know, and we have to put our hands up as an industry, for the betterment of the industry, for safety, and indeed for the people that want to go into that industry, we need to have a system where you'll have some sort of a cert in relation to going forward, because no matter what course you do in college at the moment, there's some cert you get out of it that recognises your ability and your competency.
Okay,
but unfortunately, in tractors, it's not as available.
Okay, so the W licence, anyone can get one who's 16 or over, and this allows you to drive, at the moment, any tractor, as long as it's called a tractor. It could be one of the fast ones or one of the more traditional type smaller ones, but you can drive that, and you can drive it on the public road.
Correct, yeah. And you can pull, basically, so long as you the axles that you have behind you, that you're covered on the weights per axle, you can pull whatever load you want. And, you know, in all due respect, Mike, it's all right for Mike Fitzmaurice. I was brought up in a farm from knee-high. Look, we're driving tractors in the fields. We have to admit it straight out. We're used to it. But there are a lot of people that might be jumping up on a tractor when they're 15 or 16 that wouldn't have that experience. And it is more dangerous. There's no point in saying. And what they're proposing at the moment or what's being looked at is that, say, on the 40k, look, at being straight about it, the 40k tractor isn't the fastest in the world. When you go 50 and up to 80, it gets, you know,
sure,
more dangerous.
A bit hairy. Now, the other most extraordinary thing is that if you're only learning, you've got your provisional, and I don't know how long you have before you have to do a test, but you can drive on the public road without an L plate.
Yeah, correct, on a tractor, because on a tractor, obviously it's a slower vehicle. But what they are proposing to do is keep that in the 40k or less at the moment. But what we need
But I mean, I'm a motorist coming up behind a fella in a tractor. He may only have got into the seat of that tractor for the first time this morning, and I've no indication that he is a novice. So he may do something very sudden or unexpected.
I'll be honest with you, Pat, in fairness to the contractors around the country, they don't let a person up that is a novice. They would actually, in fairness to most contractors, I'm not saying all, but in fairness to them, they would put a person through the rigors because it's their insurance and insurance has gone pretty expensive. But I take your point in what you're saying, and look at the FCI are involved in it as well, Michael Moroney and those, you know, they are part of this European-wide organization that it will be dealing with Europe in relation to a new directive on it. And in that, what needs to be looked at is, you know, we have a transition year, Pat, and, you know, there is no course there at the moment that you can do to make yourself more competent in it. And we need, as an industry and as politicians, we have to put our hands up as well. We need to work with the likes of Sullis, the minister, the likes of the FCI, and the whole industry as a whole to make sure that there is recognition for those people and that you start off basically on a smaller load or a smaller tractor or a lesser speed, and that as you get more competent, you get your paper and that you can actually end up that you can drive the bigger loads within a year or 2 years. And that, but we want to make one thing I'm going to be very clear on. When we bring in EU legislation, as I've talked to you many a time about, Pat, our directives, we seem to go for the full duck and no dinner. We need to make sure that we do this in a common sense way, because on top of that, there is a problem in the industry at the moment of scarcity of people wanting to go into it. One time ago, you'd have a line of youngsters looking to drive tractors. Unfortunately, not as attractive at the moment. And we have to make sure that there is a recognition of competency and that basically it is a skill, because driving a tractor 30 years ago and driving a tractor today, even me, Pat, I'm fairly used to tractors. And when I jump up on one of the tractors nowadays, I have to look around me a bit to know what all the different buttons are for and to make sure that you know the vehicle right. You are driving.
So bottom line here, Michael, is that you are in favour of this new licensing system.
Yeah, the bottom line on it is I am in favour that on the faster tractors that we have to do something. We have to try and make sure that we give the proper training to youngsters. And indeed, it's not alone on the tractor. I think Ireland needs to get ahead of this, Pat, in the line of that when a youngster wants to go down the road of farm machinery, that it's not alone the tractor they're learning, but all the implements. You go on a slurry tanker, fairly dangerous implement if you don't know much about it, that we go down on the likes of seeders and the likes of fertilizer spreaders, combines. If you look at Poland, for example, and they're a perfect example, and I was talking to a contractor this morning about this, and he explained to me that if you want to go down the machinery route in Poland, there's a recognized course, it's actually 3 years, and you actually, if you're going on combines, you pull the combine apart, you know everything about it as well as driving it. And we need to go down the route of that to give recognition for the skilled people that they are for what they do.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael, for joining us. That's independent TD Michael Fitzmaurice. Some of the texts coming in: we're the only country in Europe that allows tractors to drive on main roads. Cormac says, check your own license. I bet you've W on it. W and AM used to come with the full car license. So that's what I actually am doing right now. So let's just check the license and see whether I have. Turn it over. Yeah, I have W. And I will have on this license until 2024. I'm not sure, but AM. Yeah, I have AM. So it's free. I don't have to do anything and I can drive a tractor. I'm not about to do one, so you don't have to worry about me. Jeremy Clarkson, even he had difficulty learning how to manage the modern tractor.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.